This is Flight Training the Way I See It with Mike Schiffer. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Flight Training the Way I See It, news and opinion on all things flight training with your host, Mike Schiffler. This is the June 2026 video podcast of our newsletter, and let's get into it. We're going to start talking about many things today. One thing we're very proud of is our 300th Power Hour is set for August the 8th. So we've done 300 one-hour shows every Saturday that basically wasn't a holiday for the past 6 years. They run from noon until 1 Eastern time, and there's an after show after that. We'll talk about it in a little bit. We're going to do something really big for that. It's going to be fun. Next thing we're going to consider is, can flight instructor certificates issued under Part 61, Subpart H, which is a full flight instructor, use basic med instead of a medical? That's a question that came up many times, Facebook study group, CFI discussion group, many places. We'll address that. Then we're going to talk about a recent post in the CFI study group that asks about rudder use when performing chandelles. Do you know? We're going to answer that question and talk about the chandelle today. We'll also talk about our company, CFI Bootcamp, continues to offer instruction to students, even if they don't come to our campus. We've got some things that can help you. The next thing we'll discuss is the CFI study group on Facebook, and that they offer free Tuesday Zoom meetings. That might be something very interesting to you. They're free, and they're attended by about 30 or more people, and you get questions answered. It's pretty good, and it's free. And then, of course, we're going to have our pro tips. We've got three pro tips for you, and that'll round out the show. So let's get started. What do you think? Okay, let's kick this thing off with the first thing, which is the 300th Power Hour from us is set for August the 8th. That will air the 300th episode. We've done 300. Can you believe it? They're one-hour episodes almost every Saturday from noon until 1. And we also have an after show that we do with open mics. But for now, we're going to talk about the Power Hour. So if you don't know about it, we cover all things aviation, and we cover technical things on maneuvers. We cover CFM marketing. We cover private pilot stuff. We cover instrument stuff. There's nothing we don't cover. Cover simulation, air traffic control, passenger briefings last week. So in June, over 6 years ago, we started the Power Hours, and we had 8 people. We grew into a real venue for aviation now with over 500 attending on Saturday all around the world. A lot of people, mostly U.S., but we have people from Germany. We have people from Italy. We have people from the Middle East. Big attendance. And then on Saturday, we have an after show as well we'll talk about. But on Wednesday, we do a rebroadcast. It's a recorded broadcast, but we're there to answer questions and have the after show. And we have about 160 on the rebroadcast on Wednesday evenings. That's at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Now, we do a live show every Saturday, noon to 1. And then we do the after show, where we open the mic and let people talk about all things aviation. Sometimes the after show, can you believe this, goes for 4 additional hours. People will be at home and they will just listen to it in the background while they're doing things. Some people never say a word. Other people engage and want to ask questions or talk about things. There's really nothing like it. The kind of people that we have in the after show are amazing. We have some real experts in the room. We've got physicians who know air medical stuff. We have simulator experts. We have someone who used to work at CAE and was a Boeing test engineer. We've had test pilots for the FAA who certified the first G-1000s. We've had FAA leaders who ran entire divisions of the FAA, not scripted, didn't even know they were there, and they just put in their 2 cents on things, and it was great. So the content, it's always dense and always welcoming, and it's in the hours that follow that are really good. There's nothing like it. And it's great to have started what's become a tradition for many people. Some people have been showing up for 6 years every Saturday. Now, because it's our 300th show, we're going to offer some unique Uber discounted offers. We'll also be giving away some free stuff. So if you're looking for stuff from us, you want to be a CFI, you private pilot, you want extra help, you want some of the stuff we've got, that's going to be your day. Now, for now, we're going to go to our website and show you how to register for the Power Hour so you can get reminders and to make sure you don't miss any of the shows. Most of these shows are eligible for Wings credit. There's only a few that aren't. So if you also want that, we've got a way to get Wings credit after the show, okay? Just after the first hour. You don't have to attend the after show. So let's look at the website. I want to go to CFIbootcamp.com. That will land us right here. And if you're browsing on a laptop, you're going to get a blue bar across the top that says free live lessons. And if you click on it, you can go right to the registration page. If you don't see that, if you're mobile, you can just go to Power Hours right here. Someplace would be Power Hours. And then what you can do is you can click on any one of these outlines, like this one. Let's pick this one. And then you'll see a way over here to register, not a Power Hour member, register there. And that will take you to the registration page, which looks like this. And it gives you what it is, tells you you can register. Plays the intro too, look at that. It gives you, that's our the intro for CFI Bootcamp's Power Hour. That's the intro we play. So there's that, okay? So we're looking forward to Power Hour number 300. Okay, now let's switch gears and talk about something a little technical, flight instructor centric. And that is, can flight instructor certificates, or can flight instructors with certificates issued under Part 61, Subpart H, that's the full flight instructor, use basic med instead of a medical? Now, there are Subpart K instructors, those are sport pilot instructors. Subpart H can do everything. So here's the answer. Interestingly enough, if a flight instructor doesn't have to be PIC of an aircraft, no medical or basic med is required. That regulation is 61.23B7. Now, by the way, you're thinking, I'm listening to this in my car, and how am I going to remember all this stuff? These websites to go to, I didn't even see the website. You say it was a video podcast. Well, you can go to our website, and at the bottom of the page, CFIbootcamp.com, you can register for the newsletter. Then you'll get a copy of this, a PDF copy that comes to your email. We only do these every month. But then you'll have a written record of the whole thing, because really what I'm doing is narrating the newsletter and embellishing it with some things as I see fit along the way. And there'll be clickable links in the newsletter as well, along with sometimes offers or other sorts of things that are there of interest, okay? So a flight instructor can fly under basic med as long as they meet the requirements and limitations for doing so. So this is specified in 61.23 Charlie, Section 7. That's where it says so. It also refers you to 61113I, tells you that you can use basic med instead of a third class medical when exercising private pilot privileges or sport or recreational. And you're just subject to the limitations of the private pilot at that point and the basic med requirements. So we can go over basic med at another time. Well, I guess we can hit on some of the key points. So if you want to use basic med, you can do that if the airplane is 12,500 pounds or less max takeoff gross weight. It can't have more than 7 seats. It can't have more than 6 passengers. You can fly night. You can fly day. You can fly IFR. You can fly VFR. You can't fly faster than 250 knots indicated airspeed. And you have to fly below 18,000 feet MSL. So if that airplane is your airplane, then you can use basic med. And a flight instructor can use basic med as well, because you're not flying for hire. You're not using your commercial pilot certificate privileges to instruct in an airplane. So let's talk about that. The FAA has long held that a flight instructor is not flying for hire when giving instruction. That's why no medical, or in some cases, basic med is all needed. Sometimes you don't need anything more than basic med. And if you're a sport pilot flight instructor, you simply need a driver's license. Now, your first inclination of not flying for hire would be in Part 119. 119.1 is a regulation, and it lists all the things you can do and not need an air agency certificate, a 135 or 121 certificate. And then there is student instruction. And we use the word student loosely. We now use the word learner instead of student, although the regulations still say student everywhere. So flying for hire would require a second class medical and a commercial pilot certificate. So if you wanted to fly for someone who is providing transportation and you're flying the airplane, that's flying for hire. But because CFI is not flying for hire, the second class medical isn't required. In fact, the CFI is not even exercising the privileges of their commercial pilot certificate. You only need that and an instrument rating to be eligible for a flight instructor certificate with an airplane rating. Flight instructors can still charge for ground or flight instruction without holding a medical or basic med. Teaching is not flying for hire. So the bottom line is that a flight instructor only needs a medical or basic med if they need to be pilot command of the aircraft. If they're a sport pilot CFI, then just a U.S. driver's license is required to be PIC as long as they fly under the privileges and limitations of sport pilots. There you go. Hope we cleared that up for you. Now let's get into a commercial maneuver. You've heard about these, maybe chandelles. So one of the latest posts in the CFI study group asks about rudder use when performing chandelles. And I say, do you know? So here's the post from the CFI study group on Facebook about rudder use when rolling out of a chandelle. So this is during the rollout, not the roll in. So about the chandelle. When rolling out of a chandelle, which requires less right rudder, when rolling out of a chandelle started to the left or to the right? That's the question. So you can think about it for a second, but there is a difference here. Are you ready for the answer? Of course you are. So you're starting the chandelle to the left, and then your rollout's going to be with right aileron, right? If you start a chandelle to the right, going to the right, then you're going to roll out with left aileron. So that's a little bit of a hint. Okay, the answer. The answer is when rolling out of a right chandelle. You've done a right chandelle, and now you're going to have to use left aileron to roll it wings level. So why? So when you roll out of a chandelle, you were in a climbing right turn, right in the chandelle, if you're doing one to the right. You need to use left aileron to roll the airplane level. That downward deflection of the right wing aileron both raises the wing, causes the roll, but it also creates adverse aileron yaw, which is yaw opposite to the direction of applied aileron. So the yaw is going to be to the right against the left turning tendency. So it's helping to cancel the left turning tendency's effect on you, thus causing you to use less right rudder. And when the chandelle to the left, so you're turning to the left, now you're raising the wing back to level with the right aileron. That's used to raise the left wing. This also causes adverse aileron yaw, but the yaw is in the same direction as left turning tendencies. So you need more right rudder to overcome that. There you go. That was fun, wasn't it? Now you know more about that. There's also one other nuance of this I wanted to cover. And I have said it for years, and I said it wrong, and I kind of want to clear it up, right? I think I know what I meant, but the way I said it was wrong. I said, when you roll into the chandelle and you have a fixed pitch prop, you're to use full power. That's really not true. So it's maximum allowable power because you don't want to redline the prop. So if you started a chandelle and you had to dive to get airspeed even, you could easily put in full power and go past redline on the prop, and you really wouldn't want to do that. So when you're rolling into a chandelle and you're applying power, you want to apply maximum allowable power just under redline, okay? So that's a better way to say it. Okay, let's talk a little bit about something we offer. CFI Bootcamp offers instruction to students even if they don't come to our campus, if you don't even come to us. So if you're having trouble with some aspects of your CFI training and you need expert instruction, CFI Bootcamp Us, we offer online ground instruction for one of our one-to-one CFI Bootcamp instructors. Our CFIs are experts in all areas of the flight instructor, airplane, single-engine land, and multi-engine land, ACSs, and also the CFII, PTS, and instrument ratings, all of that. So we can get you through the rough spots in endorsements, regulations, fundamentals, instructing, teaching, and more. For others pursuing pilot certificates, such as private, commercial, and sport, we can help you with the same kind of things, just not centric to endorsements and FOI, be more technical things probably you're struggling with, right? Okay, we can help you with that. Check ride prep, mock orals, all of that. So if you're using your own CFI at your local airport, you may feel like your instructor has most of it, but like not the FOI endorsements and so on. And that's where we come in. We also have a GAPS course. It's called a GAPS course, which covers all those hard things. So we can offer you the right amount of instruction in the difficult areas. And as you start approaching your check ride date, this can be very valuable, give you a sense of peace of mind and make sure we feel and you feel you got it, right? And we can also provide mock oral exams and guide you in preparing for your CFI initial and any other check ride. And two of our CFI Bootcamp instructors, myself and Sherry Diamond, were DPEs for about 11 years or so. I did all aircraft ratings all the way through ATP, all CFI ratings. And we have other people who've done plenty of these. Rex Scholl, he's in Utah. He does glider. He does airplane. He's a light sport repairman. He's powered parachute instructor, airplane, about 4,000 hours of time. So he can also prepare. We got plenty of people that are highly qualified. So that's what I would say about that. So if you're looking for that, you can go to our website, cfibootcamp.com. You can also send an email to info@cfibootcamp.com. That always gets to someone who will read that. info@cfibootcamp.com. Say, hey, I'm looking for some ground instructions or remote ground instruction. Okay, let's do that. Now we're going to talk about a Facebook group that you should join. Yes, I said the F word, Facebook. I know we mostly hate it. We know it's difficult, clunky sometimes, privacy issues, all of that. But unfortunately, there's no other way to join this group yet. There may be some things coming down the pike. We'll see on that. But for right now, the only way to get there is through Facebook. Now, it's called the CFI Study Group, and they have about 8,000 members, which is a lot, right? There are daily posts, usually several per day, between two and four per day. And sometimes it's questions, sometimes it's a challenge question, like about some regulation or maneuver. It's a place to get your questions answered by sometimes very experienced flight instructors that are in the room as well. So if you're training for your CFI certificate and you don't know about the CFI study group on Facebook, you might just want to pay attention to this. As 8,000 members, daily posts, questions, advice, that kind of thing. This is the place to go if you are in this kind of training. You can also connect with other people, have study sessions, offline, all kinds of things. So you can find it pretty easily. CFI Study Group Facebook on Google will do that. They also hold a two-hour Zoom meeting every Tuesday evening from 4 to 6 Pacific time. That's 7 to 9 Eastern time. And it's usually not scripted. It's just moderated. So you can ask questions, share issues, and so on. The mics are usually open. The group is moderated by Dorothy Schick. She's a longtime and highly experienced CFI in the Eugene, Oregon area, and a former flight school owner. So she has a lot of really good insights. In fact, her image is on Greg Brown's book, The Savvy Flight Instructor. You see, looks like a girl in a what was the thing called? The leather head covering and goggles for an airplane, that the open cockpit. That was her. So anyway, she's widely known. She's very humble, and you wouldn't even know what she knows. But when she says something, you go, I think she really knows. So she moderates usually. Now, there are many CFIs, mentor CFIs, and there's such as Greg Brown. I'm usually there. We have a new medical guy, Ben Daniels. He has a lot of ratings and flight instructor ratings and almost everything, except for just a few things. He has LOAs, which then no more LOAs for warbirds and for other sorts of things. So he has a lot of things to say about experimental aircraft. He's also a physician. So he talks a lot about the things we might want to think about in flying with aeromedical issues and people struggling with something. What should I do? First place, he's an ER doctor. And he's lives in Virginia. So these people, along with others, we have David. I can't think of his last name. He was a Canadian flight instructor. He has a lot of insight in that area and can really help with some, like, what we do there that's different that could help in this case. So it's regularly attended by these people, and they answer learners' questions directly. So join the group on Tuesday nights. Well, join the group in general, and then also show up on Tuesday nights. If you have the newsletter, there will be a Zoom link that you can just click on to. But if you don't have the newsletter, then you'll have to go to CFI Study Group Facebook and register, and you'll get it that way. And do it as soon as you can. So sometimes the permission to let you in the room isn't instant. So it could take a day or so. Okay. Okay. Now we're going to close out with the pro tips. Yay. So these are kind of simple things, but I thought they were interesting because they kind of line up with a little bit of our passenger briefing power hour we did the other day. One of them or two of them. So I think that's useful. And you may know these already, but it's worth stating them. So let's look at number one. Let's kick this off with number one. So I'm going to try to have you, if you will do it, prepare a risk assessment for every flight, even if it's just to the practice area. So it's a weather briefing, use the PAVE checklist every single time. Try to fit it into 10 minutes if possible. That's all it should take if you're going to the practice area. This teaches routine to your students, consistency, and the safety of flight regime. So you're saying that this is important, and we might not catch the bad thing on every single flight, but when we do, we'll be happy we did it. And if it only takes 10 minutes, that seems to be a pretty small amount of time to put into that. So give a risk assessment using the PAVE checklist, even to the practice area, every single flight. Try to fit it into 10 minutes. You should be able to step through a weather briefing in four flight in that amount of time, go through the PAVE checklist, the pilot, the airplane, the environment, and external pressures. Okay, number two, make your own short safety briefing card specific to the airplane with only essential information to give to your passengers. I like to give them this ahead of time while they're in the lobby or something. Just scan your eye down through here. I have one. I think I can show you. Yeah, right here. This one right here that I created. And it just goes through like the seat belts on the 172, a few things so that they can look at it and say, well, if there's some issue, if I don't really understand what that means, I have a chance to ask about it. That's all. We give it that early enough, okay? And keep it short, only the essential information. Okay, and last pro tip, this is it. Use the time you're pre-flighting to familiarize your passengers with the airplane, including exits and how to use the doors. So go through, here's the baggage door. Here's how we open it from the outside. Inside, you would have to kick it, but you could get it open. Here are the doors, how to open it. You see how to open the doors, how to, here's where the seat belts latch. Here's the rear passenger seating area, whatever you need to say about that. And you can cover a lot of your briefing in the pre-flight, which you're going to do anyway. And sometimes people like to see that, they like to have a little bit more time with the airplane before they actually jump in and go. All right, well, that's going to round us out for this June 2026 podcast, video podcast of Flight Training the Way I See It. We'll see you all next month in the July episode, which will be after the 4th of July. So if you celebrate the 4th of July, have fun with that. See you next month. Bye bye. This has been a production of Flight Training the Way I See It. News, tips, and opinion.